Brother Sunshine, I couldn't come to Houston this time.
我们伯利兄这一次不能来到休斯顿。
He couldn't get on the flight he's supposed to get on.
他没有办法搭上他原本应当搭上的飞机。
And so he would come instead in May.
他五月份才会来。
The Bible said that all things work together for those who love him.
圣经告诉我们，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So this morning we just need to simply to love our Lord.
所以今天早晨我们很简单的来爱我们的主就够了。
So that all things will work together.
所有万事都能够互相效力。
Let's read Gospel according to Mark.
我们来读马可福音。
Gospel according to Mark.
马可福音
Chapter 14.
第十四章
We'd like to read from verse 3 to verse 9.
我们要读第三到第九节
Mark 14, verse 3 to verse 9.
马可福音十四章第三到第九节
While he was in Bethany,reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume?"
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？”
It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor. And they rebuked her harshly.
这香膏可以卖三十多两银子周济穷人，他们就向那女人生气。
Leave her alone, say Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
耶稣说，由她吧，为什么难为她呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。
The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what he has done will also be told in memory of her.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, this morning our heart is full of gratitude as we partake in this table.
天父，我们早晨心是何等的感谢你，主啊，当我们来这里来享用这个饼杯。
As we contemplate how great is a salvation you have given to us.
我们实在是说，你所给我们的救恩是何等的伟大。
What's our response to you?
我们应该如何向你回应呢？
May this morning that you whisper to our spirit.
愿早晨你向我们的灵来说话。
And who has a heart to love the Lord?
只有一颗爱主的心呢。
As pure as Mary's heart.
能够单纯的像玛利亚一样。
We give this hour to you.
我们把这个时间来交给你。
Recognize the weakness of human being.
我们承认我们这人的软弱。
In speaking, in translation, and in hearing.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的。
We ask that anointing.
我们求你的恩膏。
In order for us to receive your grace.
好像我们能够再从你得着恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Brother and sister, this is a very familiar story.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个我们非常熟悉的故事。
But this is also a very unique experience.
这也是非常奇特的一段经历。
And this morning, my topic is a very simple topic.
早晨我的题目是非常简单。
Is in the form of a question.
乃是借着一个问题。
And the question is, who has a heart for the Lord?
这问题就是谁有一颗为着主的心？有一颗爱主的心。
So for next hour, I pray that Holy Spirit will continue to whisper this question into our heart.
早晨啊，这段时间圣灵在向我们的心说话。
Holy Spirit has whispered this throughout the generation.
圣灵在过去世代中不断的在说这样的话。
To many, many Christians.
向着许多基督徒说这样的话。
The question is, who has a heart for the Lord?
他的问题就是谁有一颗爱主的心。
May this morning our heart hear that voice.
愿早晨我们的心都能够听见这个声音。
That we would think about what our responses should be.
我们也来考量我们对这个问题的答案是什么。
How should we respond to the Lord?
我们应当如何向主回应呢？
Who has us? Who has a heart for the Lord?
谁有一颗爱主的心？
Let's come back to this portion of the scriptures.
那我们回到这段经文。
This scripture describes an event.
这段经文乃是描述一个事件。
This is a supper in a leper's house.
乃是在一个长大麻风的人家里的一个晚宴。
This event occurred only 6 days before the Passover.
这个晚宴是发生在逾越节前6天。
So, in other words, 6 days before Jesus Christ is crucified.
也就是主耶稣钉十字架的前六天。
So, there was a gathering in Bethany.
在这里伯大尼有一个聚集。
They gather in this house of Simon the leper.
他们乃是在一个长大麻风的西门家里聚集。
Who would want to put leper in his name?
谁愿意把这个大麻风跟他的名字放在一块儿。
And this person is called Simon the leper.
而这个人的名字乃是叫做长大麻风的西门。
Because he was a leper.
乃是因为他曾经是一个长大麻风
的。But now he was healed.
当如今他蒙了医治。
The word leper is a glorious thing to Simon.
这个大麻风对西门来讲他是一个荣耀的事。
He has no problem that people call him Simon the leper.
他再也没有问题说人称呼他是长大麻风的
西门。Just like us to call us sinner saved by grace.
就像我们自己称为我们乃是蒙恩的罪人。
So that day, this leper Simon opened his house.
所以那一天呢，这位长大麻风的西门就打开他的家。
People gathering in his places.
就是好多人来到他家聚集。
Nobody would go to a leper's house.
没有人愿意到长大麻风的人家里。
But that day, this leper is healed.
但是那一天呢，这位长大麻风的人呢，得医治了。
So people gather into this leper's house.
也就有许多人聚集在他家中。
They want to see the Lord Jesus.
他们想要来看主耶稣。
There are many, many people in that house.
有许多的人在那个房子里。
Everyone has the same experience as this leper.
许多的人都和这个长大麻风的人有同样的经历。
Because their life was restored by the Lord Jesus.
因为他们的生命乃被主耶稣给恢复了。
When you have leprosy, you lose your life.
当你长了大麻风，你的生活就毁掉了。
In those times, you will not have any life anymore.
在那段日子里面，你就再也不会有你自己一个
生活。Because you are a leper.
因为你是长大麻风的人。
But Jesus.Restore this leper's life.
但主耶稣把这位长大麻风的人呢恢复了。
He has a new life.
他有一个新的生活。
It's a resurrected life.
他是一个复活的生命。
That day, every single person in that house has the same life experience.
那天在那屋子里的每一个人，他们都有同样的经历。
And they call that place a church.
他们就叫那个地方为教会。
They call that place house of God.
那个地方就被称为神的家。
House of God is the place where people gather.
神的家就是有一群人他们的聚集。
And this, every one of them has similar experience, life being restored by Jesus Christ.
而这一群的人呢，他们有同样的经历，就是他们的生命被神恢复了。 被主耶稣恢复了。
So everyone has full of gratitude toward Jesus.
所以他们都向着主耶稣有一颗感恩的心。
Everyone wants to express their thanksgiving.
他们都想要表达他们对主耶稣感恩的心。
Everyone wants to express their love toward Jesus.
他们要表达他们对主耶稣的爱。
So leper opened his house.
所以这位长大麻风的人就打开他的家。
Martha prepared the dinner.
马大在那里准备晚宴。
Without any complaint this time.
他这一次再也不埋怨。
She tried her best.
他尽他所能的。
To express her gratitude.
来表达他对主的感恩。
And Nazareth was there too.
拿撒勒也在那里。
Nazareth sat with the Lord.
拿撒路他在那里 与主耶稣同在。
He simply honored Jesus by being there.
拉撒路呢他就借着他与主耶稣同在来表达他对主的感恩。
Nazareth was restored only a few days ago.
拉撒路在几天前被主耶稣给主耶稣使他复活了。
By being there, it's such a great testimony for the Lord.
当他在那里，他就是为着主耶稣做了一个极大的见证。
So everybody is excited.
所以每一个人都非常的得到鼓舞。
Everybody is trying to do something for the Lord.
因为每一个人都想要为主做些什么事。
Everybody is so joyful.
他们都非常喜乐。
Because they can do something for Jesus.
因为他们能够为主耶稣做一点事。
Except one person.
除了有一个人
This person is Mary.
这个人就是玛利亚。
For some reason,
不知道什么原因
she felt she has to do more.
她觉得她应该还要再做多一些。
Maybe she had helped Martha for all the preparations.
或许她已经帮了马大来预备这个晚餐。
Maybe she had helped Simon to clean the house.
或许她也已经帮助这位这个西门呢，把他的房子整理好。
Maybe Mary has been a very good receptionist to receive all the guests.
也许玛利亚已经接待着许多的圣徒。
But she still felt in her heart that he should have done more.
但是在她心里头，她觉得。他应该还要再多做一些。
Because the Lord has done so much for her.
因为主为了他做了那样的多。
So she is not very satisfied.
所以他心里面不是那样的满意。
He's looking for ways that she can do more.
他总在思想他如何能够为主再多做一些。
But all of a sudden it dawns on her.
突然间他心里头有一个想法。
He has a alabaster jar of a pure nard.
他有一瓶那真拿达香膏。
The moment that she thought about this,
当他想到这件事,
he ran over to grab hold of her alabaster jar.
他就把他这一瓶真拿达香膏拿来。
And she already knew what she wants to do.
他心里面知道他要做什么。
Is to pour this nard onto Jesus.
那是要把这真拿达香膏倒在主耶稣的身上。
But in those times, the jar has a very narrow neck.
但在当时呢，这个玉瓶的那个颈呢是非常的细。
Because those nard are very precious.
因为那个香膏是非常的珍贵。
You're supposed to use a few drops at a time.
你平常呢用一两滴就够了。
So the bottle has a very narrow neck.
所以这瓶子的颈呢是非常又长又细的。
So if you pour, you can get a few drops at the most.
就算你倒呢，尽力倒呢，也只能倒出一两滴来。
If she continued to pour, she could pour for an hours.
如果她要用这样的方式来倒在主耶稣身上，她可能要倒一两个钟头。
And still have a lot of nard remain in the jar.
就算是这样倒呢，香膏还有许多还在玉瓶里头。
That's not what Mary has in mind.
那不是玛利亚心里面所想的。
So she broke the jar.
所以就把玉瓶打破。
And poured the whole pound of pure nard onto Jesus.
他就把全部的香膏都倾倒在主耶稣身上。
And when this happened,
当这个事发生,
the sound of breaking, that broken brokenness.
那个玉瓶破碎的声音呢?
And the fragrance that come after that.
还有那个之后所散发出来的香气
It's an intense fragrance fill the house
是非常非常香的香气就充满了整个屋子
And all of a sudden the attention was on Jesus and Mary
突然间所有的人的注意力就集中在主耶稣和玛利亚的身上
Their attention was caught by the sound and by the fragrance
他们乃是因为听见这个声音也闻到这个香气
So everyone is focused their attention on what's happening now.
所以每个人都在注意到底发生什么事了呢?
And that intense fragrance attracts everyone's attention.
那极香的香气就吸引了众人的注意。
There's something very shocking.
非常惊奇的事。
To all of them.
对他们所有人来说。
And someone made this comment.
然后就有人呢说这样的话。
Why this waste of perfume?
何用这样枉费香膏呢?
Why this waste?
何用这样枉费?
Brothers and sisters, this is an important question.
弟兄姐妹,这是一个非常重要的问题。
We must answer this question today.
我们今天必须要回答这个问题。
If we cannot answer this question, why this waste? Then we cannot respond to the first question, who has a heart for the Lord?
如果我们不能回答这个问题，我们就没有办法来回答我们第一个问题，就是说谁啊有一颗爱主的心。
This is a question that has been asked throughout the centuries.
这个问题在过去世纪当中一直都被问的。
This question has been asked, and this question was used to challenge many of God's servants.
这个问题不仅被问，他也啊向神的仆人呢。也曾经有许多的挑战。
Why this waste?
何用这样枉费?
Every day you and I, when we go through our life, we have to ask ourselves the same questions.
我们每一天过我们的生活的时候，我们都必须问这同样的问题。
Is this a waste? Or is this a worth?
到底这是枉费呢？还是值得的?
Our action in life are governed by our sense of value.
我们生活形式都是根据一个价值观。
But based on our sense of value, we make certain decisions.
根据我们的价值观，我们来做决定。
We decide whether a thing is waste or is a worth.
我们来决定说这件事情值得还是不值得。
If it is a waste, we will not do.
如果不值得呢，我们就不做了。
If it is a worth, then we will do.
如果它是值得的，我们就会去做。
We all have different sense of value.
我们都有不同的价值观。
Even today, we have so many sitting here that each one of us will have slightly different sense of values.
今天在我们中间有许多的人，我们的价值观也都不尽相同。
And we make decisions based on our sense of values.
而我们做决定呢，就是根据这个价值的观。
Some of us, we think that by coming to meeting once a week,It's enough.
有些人或许认为一个礼拜来聚一次会就够了。
Because that's our sense of value.
那是我们根据我们的价值观所。
Based on our sense of value, once a week is enough.
根据我们的价值观，我们认为一个礼拜聚一次会就够了。
If I come twice, the second time is a waste.
如果来两次呢，我第二次就是浪费了。
Based on my sense of value, I come to meeting only once a week.
根据我的价值观，我这样的决定。我一个礼拜聚一次会就够了。
Some others have different value. They come two or three times.
有些人不一样，他们可能来两次、三次。
They think that gives the value is high. It worth my two or three times.
他们认为这个是值得的，一个礼拜能够来聚会两次、三次。
I should spend that much time with the Lord.
我应该有花这样的时间来与主亲近。
Yet others spend far more than two or three times.
另外还有一些人。他远远超过这两三次的聚会。
We make decisions based on our sense of values.
我们做决定乃是根据我们的价值观。
Those people that spend more time with the Lord doesn't mean they have more free time.
那些能够花更多时间来亲近主的，并不是说他们有许多空闲的时间。
It is simply because they have different value.
乃是因为他们有不同的价值观。
Brothers and sisters, when we say we are busy, it means there is something else that has more value to us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说我们很忙，但是他的意思是说我们还有其他更重要的事情。
It's not because we are busy.
不是因为真的说我们忙得没有时间。
Of course we are all busy.
我们都是很忙的。
But it is based on our sense of value.
但是这个忙碌的安排乃是根据我们的价值观来决定。
One day we all come to the judgment seat.
有一天我们就要来到审判台前。
There will be only one standard.
到那时候只有一个标准。
From which we will all be measured against.
这个标准要衡量我们每一个人。
It's not your sense of value, it's not my sense of value.
不是根据你的价值观，也不是根据我的价值观。
It's the value of our Lord Jesus.
还是根据我们主耶稣基督的价值。
At that time,In that room in the house of Simon, people have different value.
在那一天，那个时候，在西门的家里，不同的人有不同的价值观。
They look at this pound of pure nard.
当他们看着这极贵的，真拿达香膏玉。
They have different way of judging the value.
他们就有不同衡量价值的标准。
It's a 300 days of labor.
是当时啊，一个人300天的工资。
So it's about a full years of wages.
差不多是一整年的工资。
And Martha and Mary and Lazarus were very poor.
马大、玛利亚和拉撒路他们是非常贫穷的。
And this is almost like their entire worth.
这可能是他们所有的财富。
Perhaps Mary kept this for a very special day in the futures.
很有可能玛利亚预备这个香膏乃是为了他将来一个重要的日子。
They have been through tough time.
他们实在是经历过一些困难艰难的时候。
But Mary have never came to a conclusion to sell the pure nard.
但是玛利亚从来没有为了他自己来衡量来保留这个香膏。
And for some, this is a waste.
对一些人来说，这似乎是一个枉费。
But for Mary, it's not a waste.
但对玛利亚来说，这一点都不枉费。
I'm fully confident that if Mary has 2 pounds of pure nard that day, she will pour both pounds unto Jesus.
我深信玛利亚那天，就算如果还有两磅的香膏，她会把她所有的香膏都倒在主耶稣身上。
If she has 10 pounds of pure nard that day, Mary will pour that 10 pounds unto our Lord Jesus.
如果她有十磅的真拿达香膏，她会把那十磅的香膏都倾倒在主耶稣身上。
But for Mary, it's not about how much.
对玛利亚来说，不是她的香膏的价值是多少。
It is about all.
这乃是他是全部。
She understands that Jesus Christ has given all to us.
他知道主耶稣乃是把他自己完全的给了我们。
So when she wants to give to the Lord, she wants to give all.
当他要给主的时候，他也愿意把所有的都给主。
And this is the last chance.
这是他最后的一次机
会。It's only 6 days before Jesus' burial.
乃是主耶稣安葬六天前。
So nothing is too much for Mary.
所以对玛利亚来讲，没有任何的事情是太多的。
So what does Jesus think about this?
主耶稣如何来想这件事呢？
We know Mary.
他知道玛利亚。
We know what Mary's thinking is.
我们知道玛利亚她是怎么样在想这个事。
And we know some of the disciples thinking.
我们也知道有一些门徒他们的想法是如何。
But what about our Lord Jesus?
那我们主耶稣是怎么看这件事呢？
As he received this pound of pure nard.
当他接受了这一磅的真拿达香膏。
As Jesus hear about the criticism from some disciple.
当主耶稣也听见门徒在那里在批评玛利亚。
So what Jesus think?
主耶稣他怎么想呢？
Our Lord Jesus made 2 important comments there.
主耶稣就有了两个评论。
First one, she did what she could.
第一，主耶稣说他乃是尽他所能的。
In a sense, every one of us often think we have done what we could.
很多时候我们也觉得我们也尽我们所能的了。
Even that we only come to the meeting once a week.
可能我们一个礼拜来参加一次聚会。
And we still think, this is what I could
I have done everything I could.
我们或许也想，我们已经尽我们所能的。
Everyone in the house has felt the same way.
在那房子里面的每一个人，他们都有同样的一个感觉。
Simon felt he have done enough.
西门也觉得他已经把他所能做的都做了。
Martha, Lazarus, everyone else, they believe they have done what they could.
马大、玛利亚还有其他的人，他们都觉得他们已经尽他们所能的做了。
But there is one person, Mary, who is different.
但是这里玛利亚她不同。
He always have a sense of not doing enough for the Lord.
她总有一个感觉，觉得她为主做的还不够。
Brother and sister, this is a definition of love.
弟兄姐妹，这就是爱的定义。
You always have a sense of not doing enough.For the Lord.
你总觉得你为主做的还不够。
If we have the feeling I have done enough,
如果我们觉得我们已经做得够了，
You don't love the Lord anymore.
我们就不再爱主了。
The love of the Christ is not fresh in your heart.
我们向着基督的爱，也就在我们心里头不新鲜。
So you felt I have done enough.
所以我们才会觉得我们已经做得够了。
There's something wrong there.
这里是有一个偏差。
With love, you will never have a sense of enough.
若是爱的话，你就不会感觉到说你已经做得够了。
You will always think, what else can I do?
你总会想着说，我还能为主做什么？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
How many of us have thought, I have done enough?
我们多少人我们有这样的想法，说我们为主已经做得够了。
I have this, I have that.
我已经做了这个，已经做了那个。
I have this, I have at work, I have this at home, I have this at school.
我这样的，我工作这样子，家庭这么多，还有学习这么多事情。
I have done enough for the Lord.
我为着主已经做得够了。
Is that what you have been thinking?
这是你心里面的想法吗？
There will be no more, Lord.
我们对主说，主啊，我已经做够了。
This is all I could.
我已经尽我所能。
I have done enough.
我已经把我能做的都做了。
It's not Mary.
这跟玛利亚不一样。
Because Mary has that fresh love to our Lord Jesus.
玛利亚向着主有一个新鲜的爱。
Brothers, it's not for us to say we have done what we could.
兄姐妹，我们不实在是不应该说我们已经尽我们所能的。
It's for the Lord to say that.
而是应该是由主来说这样的话。
We hope one day we will hear the Lord Jesus and say, "You have done what you could."
我们实在盼望有一天主耶稣对我们说，你已经尽了你所能的。
I hope that we would never, come to that position and we tell the Lord, "Lord, I have done enough for you."
我实在是不应该跟主讲说，主啊，我已经为你尽我所能都做了。
Instead, we should continue to have the sense of not enough.
我们实在是应该有一个感觉，我们实在是做的还不够。
The more we experience the love of Christ,
当我们越经历主的爱，
the more we feel that we have not done enough.
我们总应该觉得我们实在是做的还不够。
Even that we don't know what else can we do.
或许我们不知道我们还能做什么。
But that sense of not enough is so important.
但是那个不够的感觉应该是在我们心里头是非常重要
的。The sense of not enough is so fresh.
因为那样的一个觉得做得不够的感觉是非常的新鲜。
That sense of not enough is so fragrant.
觉得做得不够是常常在我们心里头。
And that is the love toward our Lord.
那是向着主的爱。
Then second comment.
主的第二个评论。
The Lord said, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told.
主耶稣对他们说，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的。
This means that gospel and what Mary has done cannot be separated.
这里让我们看见，这个福音和玛利亚所做的这件事是不能分开的。
Whenever we preach gospel, we have to mention what Mary has done.
当我们传福音的时候，我们就必须要述说玛利亚所做的。
We did not obey God's command today.
我们今天并没有 啊，遵守主的命令。
When we preach the gospel, we seldom mention what Mary has done for the Lord.
当我们在传福音的时候，我们不常常来述说玛利亚在主身上所做的。
Gospel basically tells that God has poured out His own life for us.
这福音基本上就是说，主为了我们把他自己完全的倾倒。
He sent His own Son, Lord Jesus.
他把他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督。
And He sacrificed His own Son and died on the cross for us.
他以他的儿子为赎罪祭，在十字架上为我们舍了。
So there is a pouring out.
在那里有一个啊倾倒。
From our Father.
乃是从我们天父那里。
So what should be our responses?To the gospel.
所以我们应该如何来回应这个福音呢?
And the right response for those who hear the gospel is the same response by Mary.
这正确的回应就应该像玛利亚在这里向着主所回应的。
We should pour out for our Lord Jesus as well.
我们应该倾倒我们自己来为着主。
If we really receive the gospel,
如果我们真实的领受了福音,
and we should ask, how could I pour out my life for the Lord?
我们就应该来问这个问题,我们应该如何为着主倾倒我们自己。
Oftentimes, the enemy will whisper in our ears that no, it's not possible.
许多时候,仇敌会在我们耳朵来跟我们说话,说这是不可能的。
This is not possible.
这是不可能的。
You know, maybe some others, but not you.
或许别人,但是你是不可能。
It is difficult, I must say. It is impossible, I must say.
我必须说，这是非常困难，这是不可能的。
But Lord also said, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
但主也告诉我们，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
It's not only possible, there are many, many witnesses.
不仅是可能的，而且呢，是有许多的见证人。
And throughout the history,There are many, many that like Mary's.
在历史的当中，我们看见有许多就像玛利亚那样的人。
They pour out their life for the Lord.
他们为着主倾倒他们的生命。
This morning, I want to just tell you one brothers.
早晨我就愿意来跟大家说一个弟兄。
This brother is like Mary.
这位弟兄就像玛利亚一样。
He pour out his life for the Lord.
他为着主倾倒他的自己。
This brother is City Stott.
这位弟兄就是史达德弟兄。
Some of you may be familiar with him, and some of you may not.
有些人可能听过他，有些人可能不知道。
In the very early in his life, that he has the correct sense of the value.
对这位史达德弟兄来讲，在他心中就有一个正确的价值观。
He was raised.In a very wealthy family.
他乃是在一个非常富有的家庭中长大的。
And he and two other brothers, they live in a very, very comfortable life.
他与他另外两个兄弟，他们在一个非常舒适的环境中长大。
Not only they are wealthy, and the brothers of Stott has a fame as well.
他们不仅非常富有，他们也非常有名。
They are all very good athletes. They are very good cricket players.
他们都是非常好的板球的球员。
And especially C.T. Stott.
特别是史达德弟兄。
And at one time, C.T. Stott was considered the best player in England.
史达德弟兄曾经在那个时候，他被称为是英格兰最好的一个板球球员。
But his sense of value is totally transformed one day.
但是他的价值观有一天完全的改变。
One day his brother George was very, very severely ill.
有一天他的一个兄弟乔治非常病得非常严重。
And to a degree, you know, his brother is almost close to death.
到一个地步他的兄弟几乎都要死了。
And C.T. was very close to his brother George.
史达德弟兄与这位他的兄弟非常亲密。
So he was on his brother's bedside at the time.
就在他病床的旁边。
Took care of his brothers.
来照顾他的兄弟。
Then at that time, there are two questions came to his mind.
那一天在他心里头，他就想起两个问题。
The first question is, then now, what is all the fame of the world? words to George.
第一个问题就是说，对这位生病的乔治来讲，这世上的名望对他有什么样的价值呢？
They have fame at the time.
他们当时非常有名的。
But now the George is close to eternity.
但是乔治就快要离世了。
Then he asked the question, what is the worth of the fame to George now?
他就问说，这世上的这个名望对这位乔治来讲有什么意义呢？
Then there's a second question.
第二个问题。
What is it worth to possess all the riches in the world when a man come to face eternity?
就当一个人在他离世之前，这全世界的财富对他有什么价值呢？
This is very, very true.
是非常真实的。
You and I have to think about this question.
我们都必须要想这些问题。
You have all the riches of this world.What is it worth when you come to eternity?
就算你拥有世界所有的财富，当你面临死亡的时候，它的价值是什么？
You have all the fame of this time. What is it worth when you face eternity?
当你面对死亡的时候，这世界上的名望对你的价值是如何呢？
So his sense of value is totally transformed.
所以他的价值观就完全的改变。
And later he felt the call from God to go to China as a missionary.
后来他就从主领受一个呼召，到中国来传扬福音。
And then he talked to Hudson Taylor, and he was accepted as a missionary to China.
他就和戴德生弟兄谈话，后来他就被接纳成为他的同工。
And one of his friends, Stanley Smith,at the same time was called by the Lord and also were accepted to inland mission to go to China.
他另外朋友 Stanley Smith 也同样的蒙主的呼召，也加入了这个中国内地会的服事。
And in a few weeks, there's five other young people joined them.
在接下来几周当中，另外又有五位年轻人也都加入了这个服事的行列。
And someone called them Cambridge Seven.
就是人称他剑桥七杰。
They came to China as a group.
他们俩是一同的到了中国。
After C.D. made this decision, he faced very strong opposition.
当史达德弟兄做这样的决定之后，他面临一个非常大的拦阻。
And the strongest opposition is from his own family.
这最大的拦阻乃是从他自己的家庭里面来的。
And the severe opposition is from his own mother.
他的母亲非常的反对他。
So this brother faced a very challenging situation.
我们弟兄就面临一个非常挑战的情形。
On one hand, he felt a call by the Lord.
一方面他知道主对他的呼召。
And the other hand, there's severe opposition.
一方面是非常强烈的反对。
And everyone around him, was saying this was a mistake.
周围的所有的人都对他说，这你做了一个错误的事。
Some say that if you stay in England, you can influence all the young people in England.
有人对他说，如果你留在英格兰，你对整个英格兰的年轻人都会产生非常大的影响。
Now, if you are a great athlete, that young people will just worship the athlete.
你是一位伟大的运动员，年轻人他们都非常崇拜运动员。
How much can you can do if you stay in England?
你如果留在英格兰的话，你实在是能够做很大的事。
So this is a tremendous pressure.
这实在是非常极大的压力。
One day he was standing on the station platform.
有一天他站在火车站。
And the sky is getting darker.
那天空开始灰暗了。
And the word of God came to him.
主的话就临到了他。
It's in Matthew chapter 10.
就是在马太福音第十章。
A man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
人的仇敌乃是他家里的人。
And he never looked back.
他再也不回头。
And he went to China.
他就到了中国。
He was 23 years old.
当时他只有23岁。
Anyone sitting on this side is 23 years old.
我们这边有多少人是23岁？
If you do, raise your hand.
如果你是23岁，请差不多23岁举一下你的手。
Yeah, maybe you stand up.
你们站起来。
请你们站起来。
Yeah, Alex, Alex, you stand up.
好 ，Alex 弟兄。
All right, this is a man of 23 years old.
这就是一位23岁的人。
This is what City Star was.
就是当时史达的弟兄，就是这个年纪。
And he has committed his life to the Lord Jesus.
就把他的一生奉献给主。
Then he went to a place that he had never been to before.
他就去了一个他从来没有去过的地方。
And he came to a people that's very, very against the foreigners.
他来到一群非常抵挡外国人的一群人当中。
During those times, if there's no rain, they blame on those foreigners.
在当时如果天不下雨呢，他们也归罪说是这些外国人造成。
If the crop is bad, they blame on those foreigners.
产物不好，他们也怪这些外国人。
You know how tough that situation is.
你知道那个情形是非常的困难。
23 years old.
他那时候23岁。
Some of you may remember when you are 23 years old.
或许你们也记得当你们23岁的时候的情形。
It's like yesterday.
好像是昨天一样。
Isn't it? It's like yesterday.We were 23 years old.
好像我们昨天还是23岁。
I remember.
我还记得。
I remember my 23 years old.
我记得我想你们也都记得你们23岁的时候。
Now, the time has passed.
时间很快就过去了。
We need to look at our life.
我们实在是要来查验我们的一生。
There is one life.
我们每个人只有一个一生。
There is no second one.
没有第二个机会。
There is only one life.
只有一次一生的机会。
There is one chance.
只有一个机会。
What do we do with our life?
我们怎么样来用我们的生活呢？
It's only 23.
他只有23岁。
Two years after that, he became 25.
两年之后他就25岁了。
And his fatherleft him a fortune.
他的父亲就留了一大笔财富给他。
His father was very rich.
他的父亲非常富有。
So in his will, he left city a fortune.
在他父亲的遗嘱里面，他就把极大的财富留给了史达德弟兄。
I don't think that ever happened to a missionary.
我想这样的事可能不常常发生在宣教士的身上。
And he was a missionary in China, England, and now,He inherit a fortune.
他人已经在中国的内地做宣教士，但是突然间他领受了一大笔的财富。
What will you do, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹，要是你的话，你会怎么样呢？
All of a sudden you become rich.
突然间你变成非常有钱。
City Start will get his action from the word.
史达的弟兄乃是根据主的话语来采取行动。
He read Luke chapter 18, and it said, You still lack one thing, sell everything you have, and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, then come follow me.
他读到了路加福音十八章，那里的句话说，你还缺少一件，你要变卖所有的，分给穷人，你就必得积攒财宝在天上，然后你还要来跟从我。
And this is what he did.
这就是他做的事。
It is what the Bible said.
这就是圣经上说的。
So he started writing checks.
圣经上他就开始要写一张支票。
He gave his fortune away.
他就把他的财富都分给了人。
He gave some to Moody.
他有一些财富就捐给了穆迪。
He gave some to George Mueller.
他给了一些就给乔治穆勒。
He gave his small fortune to all those who serve in the God's field.
就是把他的财富都分给那些在神的禾场中做工的人。
City Star is 20th century's rich young man.
史达的弟兄乃是20世纪非常富有的一个年轻人。
Except this rich young man actually left everything follow the Lord.
但是这位富有的年轻人他把一切都舍了来跟随主。
And he's only 25 years old.
他当时只有25岁。
Harsh for him.
当时在中国的环境对他来讲是非常艰难。
He almost died in China.
他几乎就死在中国。
Therefore, he returned to England.
后来他就 回到了英格兰。
Later spent six years in India.
他后来又在印度呢待了六年。
Then he pastored a church in India.
然后就把那个教会然后他就成为牧养在英格兰的一个教会。
印度
的一个教会。
And then he returned to England again.
然后他又回到了英格兰。
At the time, he was 52 years old.
当时他52岁了。
You know, at those times, 52 years is very, very advanced.
在当时来讲，52岁已经是很年长
的。It's not like today, you know, we think 52 is still okay.
不像我们今天觉得52岁呢，还算是还不错的。
But during those times, 50 is quite old.
在当时来讲呢，50岁已经算是老的了。
And many wouldn't live past that. You know, 50 or 60.
很多的人他们没有办法活到50或60岁。
So he should be just retire and take some rest.
他应该准备要退休了，在那个年纪。
Then he heard this call again.
但是他又听到主的呼召。
He heard there are some tribe in the heart of Africa that have never heard the gospel.
他听见在非洲的部落有一些民族他们还没有从来没有听过福音。
And he began to have the burden to be there.
他就有一个负担要到那里去。
And there's no other organization.
在当时没有其他任何宣教的组织。
He was trying to go there by himself.
他就想要自己到那里去服事。
And to start a new work in the heart of Africa.
在非洲的中心来开始那宣教的工作。
And of course, everyone said no.
当然，他周围的人都说不要。
And even some of the brothers and sisters that loved him so much,
就连他周围的一些弟兄姐妹非常爱他
，refused to support him.
他们都拒绝来支持他。
They say we do not support you to go because we love you so much.
他们对他说：“因为我们爱你，所以我们不让你去。
We will not allow you to go there to die.
我们不要让你去到那里，去那里死在那里。
So they restore all their support.
他们就把所有的对他的支持呢都收回了。
They thought if we remove our support, then
对他的支持呢他就去。但是我
person, the two people, they went all the way to the heart of Africa.”
他跟另外一个年轻弟兄，就两位弟兄，就进到了非洲的深处。
Just to get there took 7 months.
单单就是到那里，就花了他们7个月的时间。
One day, this young man asked CT a question.
有一天，这个年轻的童工就问他一个问题。
So is it a fact that at 52, you mean to leave your country, your home, your wife, and your children?
他说是这样子吗？在你52岁的时候，你离开你的国家，离开你的家庭，离开你的妻子，离开你的孩子。
Then City said, "If Jesus Christ be God and die for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him."
使他的弟兄就这样回答这个问题：如果主耶稣基督他是神。而且他为我而死，那就没有的。
And this statement became the motto of his ministry.
这句话就成为他服事的座右铭。
No sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him.
没有任何的牺牲是我为着主是太大的。
He wrote a poem. I only read a portion of it.
他写了一首诗我要读其中的一段。
And this poem is called Only One Life.
这首诗的名字就叫做《只有一生》
，Only one life，
只有一生
，A few brief years，
短短的几年
，Each with its burdens, hopes, and fears，
每一年都有它的负担、的盼望、它的恐惧
，Each with its days I must fulfill，
这日子的每一天我都必须要来实现，我是为自己而活。还是为了他的旨意而活。
Only one life，
只有一生。
It will soon to pass，
很快就要过去。
Only what's done for Christ will last，
只有那些为着基督所做的 能够存留到永远。
Brother and sister, we can do so many things.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是没有做什么事。
But we must remember, only what's done for Christ will last.
我们必须要记得，只有为基督所做的才能够存留到永远。
Only what's done for Christ has any eternal value.
只有为基督所做的一切才有永恒的价值。
Anything else has no eternal value.
其他任何事情都没有永远的价值。
We have only one life.
我们只有一生。
It will soon to be passed.
很快就过去了。
Only what's done for Christ will last.
只有为着主耶稣基督所做的才能够存留。
City Star's life impact many, many young people after all.
史达的弟兄，他对许多年轻人生命产生了影响，在这之后。
If even that he didn't use that to for as an excuse to stay in England.
虽然他没有用这个当作借口来留在英格兰。
But he impact many, many young people, generation of missionary influenced by City.
而他的影响乃是远及到许多的年轻人，是许多的一代一代的年轻人。
And one of them you and I know very well.
也包括一些服侍主的人，有一位是我们所认识的。
And it's Lance Lansbury.
他的名字就是兰培德弟兄。
At age of 12,
在他十二岁的时候
，Lance was given a book on City Start.
兰培德弟兄拿到了一本关于史达的弟兄的书。
He finished.That book in 1 week.
他一个礼拜就把这本书读完了。
And he was so moved by that book.
他非常受到感动。
In his own word, he said, I was amazed that CT gave away his fortune in 1 week.
在他用他自己的话，他说，史达的弟兄呢，能够把他这么多的财富一周里面就全部给完了。
And his word, Lance said, he must be crazy.
兰培德弟兄。
He found something that worth more than money.
这是兰弟兄自己的话，他说，史达德弟兄一定要么呢就是疯了，不然的话呢就是他已经找到了比钱更有价值的东西。
He was also amazed that he gave up his fame of a cricket player.
他也非常惊奇说，史达德弟兄他放弃了他做一个非常有名的板球球员。
He must be crazy.Or he found something that worth more than fame.
他要嘛就是疯了，不然的话呢，就是他找到了比这个名望更有价值的东西。
He was also amazed that CT left for Africa at age of 52.
他也非常惊奇，史达的弟兄他在52岁的时候离开了本国，到了非洲。
He thought he must be crazy, or he found something that worth.More than family.
他也想说他一定是疯了，或是说他找着了比家庭更有价值的。
So at age of 12,
就在兰培德弟兄12岁的时候
,only age 12,
只有12岁。
And something in his heart that caused him to pray.
在他心里面他就发出一个祷告。
He was so moved by this testimony.
他非常受到这样的见证激励。
He was compelled to pray such a prayer.
他就迫切的要做这样的祷告。
And he said, Oh God, if there is God.
他就说，神啊，如果真有一位神。
Would you please do me what you did in City Start?
你能够在我身上做你在史达的弟兄身上所做的工作吗？
Will you make me what you make him?
你能够改变我像你改变他一样吗？
The Lord answered this prayer.
我们的主回答了他的问他的这个祷告。
Until this day,
直到今天。
It is impossible for man.
对人来讲是不可能的。
But with God, all things is possible.
但在神凡事都能。
We only have to pray such a prayer.
我们只要有这样的祷告。
We look at this life of City Start.
我们看着史达的弟兄的一生。
By our own power, we cannot achieve that.
靠着我们自己的能力，我们是不可能做到的。
But we need to have this prayer in our heart.
但是我们在我们心中，我们必须要有这样的祷告。
And this is the prayer that the Lord will answer you every time.
这也是主他会回答你的祷告，每一次他都会。
The problem is that we do not pray this prayer.
问题是我们并没有做这样的祷告。
If you and I will pray this prayer,
如果我们这样来祷告
，Our God will answer for sure.
神他一定会回答。
Would you please to do me in what you did in City Start?
你能不能在我身上工作，就像你在史达的弟兄身上所做成
？Would you make me what you make him？
你能够制作我，就像你制作史达的弟兄一样吗
？Are you going to pray this prayer？
你愿意这样祷告吗
？Is the God good enough for you to make this prayer？
我们的神是那样的好，你愿意来向他这样祷告吗
？It's not that you have to promise you can do it。
并不是说你能够保证说你一定能够做成。
But your promise is that Lord, do in me what you have done in City Star.
但是我们乃是请求主在我们身上做成他在史达的弟兄身上所做成的。
Lance was amazed by CT because he is a person that is going all for the Lord.
我们看见史达的弟兄，他乃是一个完全为主而活的人。
City Star is a man.That do not compromise.
使他的弟兄他不轻易妥协。
It is all or nothing.
他乃是没有或是全部。
Brothers, an enemy often tell us.
弟兄姐妹，我们的仇敌常常告诉我们。
Just give the Lord 50%.
你就把你一半给主就可以了。
And save 50% for yourself.
你自己可以保留 50%.
No one can give the Lord 50%.
没有人可以只把50%给主。
No one can do that.
没有人可以这样做。
It's more difficult than giving the Lord 50% than giving him 100%.
你给主一半比全部给主还更难。
It will be awfully difficult for us to follow the Lord Jesus if we only give him 50%.
如果我们给主只有一半，那是非常艰难的，哦，能够来跟随主。
The only way to be a disciple is to give him all.
我们要能够跟随主做他的门徒，必须要全部的来奉献给他。
If we give the Lord 100%,
如果我们完全的给了主
，The Lord will give us 100-fold.
主就给我们百倍。
It is 100-fold.
是一百倍。
It's much more.
是远远的大过我们
说。We have only one life.
我们只有一生。
How do we do? How do we spend our own life?
我们一生要怎么样子来过呢
？It will soon be passed.
很快就要过去。
What's done for Christ will last.
为着基督所做的才能够存留到永远。
Everything else will perish.
其他都要过去。
So we have to come back to this question.
我们必须要再回到这个问题上面。
Who has a heart to love the Lord today?
谁有一颗爱主的心？
The Lord has expressed himself using the cup and the bread.
主借着饼杯来向我们显明他的自己。
There's nothing more our Lord can give us.
主再也不能给我们更多了。
There's nothing more.
再也没有更多。
Lord,Gave us everything that he had.
因为主已经把他自己完全的给了我们。
Nothing more.
再也没有更多。
It's presented every Sunday here.
每个主日在我们面前，在饼杯的面前向我们显明。
There is nothing more there.
主再也不能给我们更多。
He poured out his life.
他已经把他自己完全的给了我们。
And who has a heart today to love the Lord?
今天谁有一颗爱主的心？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Brother, sister, let's just spend just a few quiet moments.
弟兄姐妹，让我们有安静一片刻。
Just before the Lord.
我们在主的面前安静。
So it's just you and the Lord. It's a personal conversation with our Lord Jesus.
你能够从你的心灵跟主之间单单的有这样的一个交通。
The Holy Spirit is asking us, is whispering in our heart today, who has a heart to love the Lord.
圣灵此时就在我们心里面轻声地问我们
As pure as Mary's heart.
是有一颗单纯爱主的心像玛利亚
A pure heart that relinquished every other love.
这样的爱是胜过一切的爱
Do you think that you have done enough for the Lord?
你心里想说你为主已经做够了吗
Do you think that if you have done more, then it is a waste?
你想说你已经不需要再枉费了
Christ died on the cross for you and for me.
基督在十字架上为你为我舍命
And he never considered it as a waste.
他从来没有想过这是枉费的。
Even you and I are often reserve our life for ourselves.
虽然常常我们为我们自己有所保留。
We do not give our Lord 100%.
我们没有把我们完全给主。
But the Lord never considered his sacrifice a waste.
但主却从来没有想过他的牺牲是枉费的。
He continued to put that treasure in this earthen vessel.
他继续把这宝贝放在这个瓦器里头。
And we all have a jar.
我们都像瓦器。
Are we willing to break that jar today for the Lord?
我们愿意把这个玉瓶也打碎吗
？Or we continue to save the jar for ourselves?
还是我们为了自己保留我们
？Today, Lord is still looking for those who have a pure heart.
今天主仍然在寻找。有那单纯爱主的心。
You and I are weak.
我们虽然软弱。
We cannot achieve this by ourselves.
我们不可能靠着我们自己能够达到。
But are you willing to pray the same prayer as our brother Lance Lambert?
但你愿意像我们蓝培的弟兄所祷告的一样。
Please do in me what you did in City Starts.
主求你在我们身上，在我身上做成你在使徒的弟兄身上所做成。
Would you make me what you make him?
你能制作我，就像你制作他一样吗
？Father, we thank you for giving us this time.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这段时间。
We ask that you give us grace and mercy.
我们求你再给我们恩典和怜悯。
In order for us to even receive these words,
好像我们能够领受这些话。
We saw your grace and mercy.No one can receive this word.
主，若不是你的恩典和怜悯，我们实在是没有办法领受这样的话。
May the Holy Spirit open our heart.
愿圣灵开启我们的心。
And we see that pure heart in Mary.
我们能够看见在玛利亚里头那单纯爱主的心。
We see the pure heart in City Start.
我们看见使徒的弟兄里头那单纯爱主的心。
So we can see the pure heart in many, many witnesses.Of you.
我们也能够看见你的许多见证人他们单纯爱你的心
May the seeing move us
愿这样的看见能够激励我们
Move us to pray this prayer
能够感动我们来有这样的祷告
Father, do in me what you have done in those people
主啊求你在我们身上做成你在这些人身上所做成的
Make me what you have made them
主制作我就像你所得着的那些器皿
Give us a heart that love you
赐给我们一颗爱你的心
In Jesus' name we pray
奉主耶稣的名祷告阿们